Well, it's everything evolves from here, doesn't it, Vicky?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when the post office was closed and we didn't know what to do, and I called a big meeting. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And we had a well, there's been 80 or 90 people in there.
I know, it was well patronised. I didn't come to that, I remember it.
And, you know, that led us into a community shop.
Mm.
I don't know how we would have gone about that without the village hall.
When I heard that the village shop was going to cease trading, that upset me a little bit, thinking that something that had been going for so long and served people, admittedly maybe not a massive amount of people, and I could see logistically how it could not be sustainable. And then when the sort of first steering group committee actually got something together, I was really keen to sort of support it from word go. And so I did volunteer to sell papers from this new hall, which is how it started out. I didn't for one minute, I didn't think that I would actually end up managing it. And I'm very grateful that I am.
The shop itself now, the community shop, wouldn't function without the hall, because we use one of the old stores that used to be for the children's toys when they had the playgroup here. It's used for a store for the shop now, because there's no room in there to store anything, so we've got to lock up at the back, which is part of the village hall.
Yeah.
The shop is very small. We don't have a massive amount of space to be able to put all of the stock, so any surplus stock can be put in the little stockroom, which has got some fridges out there and some freezers, and it's perfect for what we need. The group of people that I work with are fantastic, because it's all volunteer-based.
I know that for the shop there've been a lot of kind of committee meetings and things here, and shareholders meetings and things, and I think that's also been an amazing project in the kind of village. I think it's really drew everyone together, that sort of transformation when we sort of knew we were losing the village shop. And then there were quite a lot of meetings that took place in the hall with everybody sort of thinking about, well, what are we going to do and how are we going to plan this and where do we go forward? Yeah, the hall's been a really important part of the village and bringing people together.